Chapter 21. The Pronouncement Against the Wilderness of the Sea. Like storm winds in the south, in moving onward, from the wilderness it is coming, from a fear-inspiring land. There is a hard vision that has been told to me. The treacherous dealer is dealing treacherously, and the despoiler is despoiling. Go up, O Elam, lay siege, O Media. All sighing due to her I have caused to cease. That is why my hips have become full of severe pains. Convulsions themselves have grabbed hold of me, like the convulsions of a woman that is giving birth. I have become disconcerted so that I do not hear. I have become disturbed so that I do not see. My heart has wandered about. A shuddering itself has terrified me. The twilight for which I had an attachment has been made for me a trembling. Let there be a setting of the table in order, an arranging of the location of seats, an eating, a drinking. Get up, you princes, anoint the shield. For this is what Jehovah has said to me. Go, post a lookout that he may tell just what he sees. And he saw a war chariot with a span of steeds, a war chariot of asses, a war chariot of camels. And he paid strict attention with much attentiveness. And he proceeded to call out like a lion, Upon the watchtower, O Jehovah, I am standing constantly by day, and at my guard post I am stationed all the nights. And here now there is coming a war chariot of men with a span of steeds. And he began to speak up and say, She has fallen, Babylon has fallen, and all the graven images of her gods he has broken to the earth. O my threshed ones and the son of my threshing floor, what I have heard from Jehovah of armies, the God of Israel, I have reported to you people. The Pronouncement Against Duma. To me there is one calling out from Seir. Watchman, what about the night? Watchman, what about the night? The watchman said, The morning has to come, and also the night. If you people would inquire, inquire. Come again. The Pronouncement Against the Desert Plain. In the forest, in the desert plain, you will spend the night, O caravans of men of Dedan. To meet the thirsty one, bring water. O you inhabitants of the land of Tema, confront the one fleeing away with bread for him. For because of the swords they have fled away, because of the drawn sword, and because of the bent bow, and because of the heaviness of the war. For this is what Jehovah has said to me, Within yet a year, according to the years of a hired laborer, all the glory of Kedar must even come to its end. And the ones remaining over of the number of bowmen, the mighty men of the sons of Kedar, will become few. For Jehovah himself, the God of Israel, has spoken it.